Excellence is impossible without passion. So if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to change it. You have to believe that. Motivational speaker Earl Nightingale teaches that if you study the same subject for 1 hour a day, in only 5 years, you'll become an expert at that subject. Think about that. If you give 1 hour a day to any topic you choose, 1 hour a day of study, in 5 years, you'll be an expert on that topic. That's what the power of excelling can do for you. You know that if you read three chapters, how many think you can read three chapters a day in the Bible? Just three. How many think that's a big ask? You can read three chapters a day. Do you know that if you read three chapters a day in your Bible, every year you'll read the entire Bible all the way through? If you just read three chapters a day, every single year you'll read the entire Bible all the way through. I just finished the last year on the New King James. I'm on the NASB again this year. So you might hear a few sermons come out of that because I've changed versions just to get the perspective. And I've already started. So if you read three chapters a day, every day, you'll read the whole Bible through every single year. How many of you think that you could pray 20 minutes a day? If you really set your heart to it, you made yourself a 20-minute song playlist, and you started praying, got your list out, prayed when the first song started, and you didn't quit. You worshiped for a while, prayed for a while. How many think you could pray 20 minutes a day? You think that's huge, asking someone to do that? If you just pray 20 minutes a day, at the end of this year, you will have prayed 121 hours. Think about that. 20 minutes a day. That's the power of excelling at anything. You don't have to kill yourself to be better. You just have to discipline yourself. You don't have to, you know, cut off your right arm or sell blood or plasma to get better. No, it's just incrementally getting a little bit better every day, making that phone call consistently. You know, I call my wife every day on the way home. It's just something I do. It's something she enjoys. And if I don't, she says, oh, you didn't call me. Because I said, well, I was on the phone. I was tied up. She expects that. Just that little bit of connection makes a huge difference. Just that talk time on the drive home makes a huge difference to her. It is about consistency. So don't feel like that if you don't just, you know, prove something to everybody that's doubted you, that you can't be a success. 20 minutes a day equals 121 hours of prayer every year. Wow. See, the root word to excellence is the word excel. It means you just go beyond what's expected. If you give people what they expect, after a while, they'll quit expecting. But if you give them more than they expect, they'll never be tired of being surprised by you. So excelling means to go beyond. You know, everything that you do, whether it's work or worship, is tied to your faith because you're God's ambassador. And everything you do, whether you want it to be or not, reflects him. That's the scariest thing for me because I go on vacations and I'm thinking I can be on a cruise ship in a foreign country and run into somebody that I know. That's the truth. And it's like, I always have to be on guard. I just have to watch it. And it's the strangest thing. I remember one time we got on a cruise ship, we think we're getting away. Nobody knows me. You know, I can just be a plain old Brian, even though, you know, I try to do that anyway. I wasn't on that boat 5 minutes to somebody from St. Louis. Pastor B, oh, we can have lunch tomorrow. It's like, oh man, you know. You have to represent wherever you go. So be on your toes. I love the story. It was actually a TV commercial. Maybe you saw it, of this lady who worked for Honey Nut Cereal Company. She worked in the Honey Nut Cereal factory, and she was shopping for groceries after work, and she noticed that everybody kept coming by her and smelling. I said, what smells so good? And they just all, people were getting around her, and they were just smelling, and after a while, she just put them out there, and she said, it's me. All y'all are smelling me. I work at the Honey Nut Cereal Factory, and I smell like Honey Nut Cheerios. I just want to tell you, it's me. That's what you're smelling. Because she smelled like the environment that she hung out with all day long. And I want to tell you that if you hang out with Jesus Christ, at some point in time, you're going to look like him. You're going to act like him. You're going to talk like him. People are going to smell the gospel on you. You don't have to advertise with a t-shirt. Go ahead if you want to. But if you hang out with a king, you're going to have some kingly protocols in your life organically. It's just going to happen from hanging out with Jesus. There's a verse that changed my life, and I can say that about a lot of verses, but this is the verse that I think out of all the Bible that changed my life the most. Every time I sign a book, by the way, can I just say I got a new book coming out. I just finished it. It's coming out this year, so it'll be available in April. So thank the Lord. I've been working on this one forever. But this is the, if I ever sign a book, this is what I put on the book. I always sign it with Colossians 3:23. Listen to this. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Everybody say heartily. Do it heartily. Notice what the next verse says. I want you to read this. I underlined it on purpose. So read it with me. As to the Lord and not to men. Wow. Let's stop and let's say that again. We're talking about ministry here. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Let's say it again. As to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. The minute you quit serving people and you start serving God, nobody can ever hurt your feelings again. It's the truth. You don't care if they shake your hand. You don't care if you get a card or a letter or a thank you note. When you serve the Lord your Christ, you know that one of these days he's going to say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Step aside. I'm inviting the bride of Christ in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You did these things in secretly, but I will reward you openly, and I will confess you before my Father and before his holy angels. You are not ashamed of me, and I will not be ashamed of you. If you're getting your feelings hurt in ministry, it's because the motive is wrong. You don't serve people. You don't always get the applause.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
You can't play to the crowd. You can't perform, whether you're singing or preaching or testifying. If you get addicted to the amen corner, one of these days you're going to be left all by yourself. You got to hear the applause of heaven. You want Jesus standing up at the right hand of the Father saying, I heard that. That's my son. That's my daughter. You keep going with the gospel. Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. He will reward you because you serve the Lord your Christ. Woo! If I serve you, my only reward can come from you. But I serve the Lord and I minister to you while I'm serving the Lord. My reward will come from him. Payday someday. Say that to your neighbor. Payday someday. It may not be today, but don't you feel sorry for me. If I give a cup of cold water in the name of the disciple, I will not lose my reward. That's what he promised me. So keep pouring the water. Keep sharing the gospel. Keep raising your hands and doing whatever you do as unto the Lord. Ooh, I love that verse. Everything you do for God is either work or worship. If it's work, then I did it for myself. If it's worship, I did it for the Lord. You know where the word worship comes from? It's actually an old English word. Worship. It's kind of a hard word to say because it's written in the old English language. But it means, it's 2 words, worth and ship together, which means worthiness. So it's saying something that is worth something. So when you worship God, it's because You have recognized his worth. What does that mean to you? Lord, I don't know about you, but I cannot buy the salvation that I needed. I cannot afford the healing that I've needed. I cannot afford the comfort that has been given to me. If I had to pay for everything the Lord has given to me, I would have been broke on the first day. But he said, I give it freely so that you can give it away freely. The Lord says, I love you. You come to me in grace, and I open up the windows of heaven. I pour out blessings you can't even begin to contain. And when I see that, I see the value of God. I see the worth of God. And can I let you in on a secret? I realize that a lot of people my age and maybe with an education have stopped worshiping a long time ago and kind of dried up on the vine. I know these people. I went to school with them, and some of them were my teachers. But I want to tell you, there's not enough education in the world that can take away my shout. There is not enough money and fame and likes on Facebook. There's not enough social media presence to take away my presence. When I come, I don't come to entertain. I don't worship because it's popular. I don't worship because you're looking at me. I worship for one reason. There's a king in the house, and I see his value. I see his worth, and I come before him with everything I have. I'm not going to give him good worship. I'm not going to give him better worship. I'm going to give him the very best worship I have. If it means making a fool of myself, I will worship him with all of my heart. Do you know what the word hallelujah means? Do you know what it actually means? It means to celebrate openly to the point of making a fool of yourself or making a show openly in order to honor Jah, J-A-H, that's the last part. Hallel, to celebrate, to openly celebrate to the point of looking foolish because you are in the presence of Jehovah. And can I tell you, they can call me whatever names they want to call me. They can call me old fashioned. They can call me out of touch. They can call me out of tune. But as long as there's a dance in my feet, I'm going to dance. As long as I can jump, I'm going to jump. I don't need to be begged. I don't need to be prodded. I don't need you to like it or not like it. I praise him because there is a king in the house, and we worship a king. Hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.